This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Chip Redman is joining us. He is a Kansas State meteorologist. And Chip, there's a tool out there for farmers that can be very, very useful that you guys work with at Kansas State. It's the Kansas MesoNet and the Weather Data Library.
The MesoNet consists of 75 weather stations that are located throughout the state, pretty well spread out from the northwest to the southeast and really every corner. We collect data real time on that network, and producers can go on the website at MesoNet, that's MesoNet.ksu.edu, and look at that data for free, both real time, and they can download historical data as well.
What are some of the data points that you guys provide?
Yeah, we provide all your general weather information. So precipitation is a really good one where people can go in, they can look at how much rain fell last night, and they can also go back and look how much rain has fallen over the last 3 months and compare it to normal. Then we measure things, that other simple parameters such as temperature, wind speed, wind direction, humidity. We also measure some agriculture parameters that aren't measured on any other network in the state. That includes soil moisture. We do have that at four depths at our stations, soil temperature, as well as solar radiation. So that allows us to be able to calculate evapotranspiration as well. So lots of agriculture-based tools and data, or data and tools from that data available there.
Especially since we're coming up on soybean harvest, there's of course, a lot of information, particular information that soybean farmer would want.
Yeah, you know, we start to look at humidity when we get to that time of the year. You know, how fast can it dry out? How many days do we have with low humidity? Helps that, as well as, you know, we're not quite to that stage yet, but so we're looking at growing degrees still, where we need to accumulate some warmth to be able to get those soybeans, as well as moisture to get those soybeans to fill out.
And Chip, of course, we're talking about weather that has been occurring this year, but you can look back as well on weather trends.
So we can take like this fall or this late summer and go back and compare it to previous late summers and see how they compare and look at yields, as well as what the weather was at that time, to kind of get an idea of analog years for this year.
Once again, if people want more information or like to see what the Kansas MesoNet provides, what's that web address?
That's MesoNet.ksu.edu.
Chip, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is Chip Redman, Kansas State University meteorologist, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.